Good morning. Let's begin our service this morning by singing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man, to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188. Carolyn from Canada will now read a selection from the scriptures. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Psalms. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee, because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer, together with its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious, hallowed be thy name, adorable one. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all, and all. Let us now sing hymn number 141. If the Lord build not the house, they that labor build in vain. Father, may our cornerstone stand foursquare without a stain. Hymn number 141.
If the Lord build.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday morning church service from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. Everyone is welcome here, and we're so glad that all of you have joined us this morning. At all of our services and meetings, we read from the King James Bible and from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. We start every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion. We just finished one just this morning. And I'd like to point out that a recording of this roundtable will be available on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And speaking of our website, we have recordings of everything we've done before. It's an amazing amount of material that we are offering to the public on our website, free of charge. Things to download and read, music to listen to, roundtables and other featured events that you can listen to. It's quite an enormous amount of material. And it is the finest of Christian Science literature. It comes free of charge. It also comes with the love of this church. We also offer a Sunday school for children, which meets every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Our Sunday school has a teleconference feature, which enables those students that don't live in the area to attend our Sunday school by telephone, and many of them do so. Your child also can attend our Sunday school by telephone, regardless of where you live. Call up the church. We'd be happy to give you the phone number for the Sunday school, and the teachers there would be most happy to welcome your child. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening. The music starts at 8 p.m. The meeting itself starts at 8:15. And you'll have an opportunity to hear beautiful music and inspired readings and heartfelt testimonies of how people have been benefited, healed, their lives have been improved from the study and application of Christian Science. So join us Wednesday evenings, 8 o'clock, and everyone is a very inspired meeting. You'd be very glad you did. And now, Mara from Mississippi will read a testimony from the Fruitage chapter in Science and Health, which testifies to the healing power of reading and studying the Christian Science textbook. Go ahead, Mara.
Page 621, Health and Peace Attained. For 15 years, I was a great sufferer physically and mentally. Eminent physicians treated me for hereditary consumption, torpid liver, and many other diseases. I sought relief at famous springs, the ozone of Florida, and the pure air of Colorado, but in vain. My life was one ceaseless torture. During all this time, however, I was an earnest seeker after truth. I examined every religious teaching with a calm and unprejudiced attention. From an Orthodox Protestant, I became a skeptic and a follower of Voltaire, Tom Paine, and Ingersoll. Yet, all the while, I retained faith in a supreme, intelligent being who made all. Sick, weary, doubting, and despairing, I accidentally went into a Christian Science church in New York City on a Wednesday evening, not knowing what kind of a place it was. Seeing a large number of people going into the building, I followed, supposing that a marriage ceremony had attracted the crowd. Being informed it was their regular Wednesday evening service, I inquired as to the denomination. I concluded that it was another new fad, but after investigation, I procured a copy of Science and Health, promising I would read it carefully. I began reading the book on Tuesday and finished on Friday of the same week. I was still in the dark. I laid the book down, involuntarily closed my eyes, and silently prayed to God. I remained in that attitude a few moments when I felt like the mariner who had been tossed for days upon a boisterous sea, the clouds bending low, the billows rolling high, all nature wrapped in darkness. In his despair, he kneels and commits his soul to God when he suddenly beholds the North Star breaking through the clouds, enabling him to guide his ship to the shores of safety. Many things were made plain to me. I saw that there is one fatherhood of God and one brotherhood of man, that though once I was blind, now I see, that there was no more pain, nor aches, no fear, nor indigestion. I slept that night like a babe and awoke next morning refreshed. There are now no traces whatever of my former complaint, and I feel like a new being. LP, New York, New York.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and the correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the words from our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon that is not divorced from truth, not contaminated or fettered by human hypotheses. It is authorized by Christ. And the lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: Mind. The golden text is from 1 Corinthians. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The responsive reading is from Colossians. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him,
rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Florence from Georgia will now read.
The Bible, Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Matthew. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Luke. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Matthew. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Luke. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands, and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and were choked. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled, and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Jesus, and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
Gary will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Mind. The only I, or us. The only spirit, soul, divine principle, substance, life, truth, love, the one God. Not that which is in man, but the divine principle, or God, of whom man is the full and perfect expression. Infinite mind is the creator, and creation is the infinite image or idea emanating from this mind. If mind is within and without all things, then all is mind, and this definition is scientific. The science of being reveals man as perfect, even as the Father is perfect, because the soul or mind of the spiritual man is God, the divine principle of all being. And because this real man is governed by soul instead of sense, by the law of spirit, not by the so-called laws of matter. The universe of spirit reflects the creative power of this divine principle, or life, which reproduces the multitudinous forms of mind and governs the multiplication of the compound idea, man. The tree and herb do not yield fruit because of any propagating power of their own, but because they reflect the mind, which includes all. A material world implies a mortal mind and man a creator. The scientific divine creation declares immortal mind and the universe created by God. Infinite mind creates and governs all, from the mental molecule to infinity. This divine principle of all expresses science and art throughout his creation, and the immortality of man and the universe. Creation is ever appearing, and must ever continue to appear from the nature of its inexhaustible source. Mortal sense inverts this appearing and calls ideas material. Thus, misinterpreted, the divine idea seems to fall to the level of a human or material belief, called mortal man. But the seed is in itself, only as the divine mind is all and reproduces all. As mind is the multiplier, and mind's infinite idea, man and the universe is the product. The only intelligence or substance of a thought, a seed, or a flower is God, the creator of it. Mind is the soul of all. Mind is life, truth, and love, which governs all. False and self-assertive theories have given sinners the notion that they can create what God cannot, namely, sinful mortals in God's image. Thus, usurping the name without the nature of the image or reflection of divine mind. But in science, it can never be said that man has a mind of his own, distinct from God, the all mind. The understanding that the ego is mind, and that there is but one mind or intelligence, begins at once to destroy the errors of mortal sense and to supply the truth of immortal sense. This understanding makes the body harmonious. It makes the nerves, bones, brain, etc., servants instead of masters. If man is governed by the law of divine mind, his body is in submission to everlasting life and truth and love. Every function of the real man is governed by the divine mind. The human mind has no power to kill or to cure, and it has no control over God's man. The divine mind that made man maintains his own image and likeness. The human mind is opposed to God and must be put off, as St. Paul declares. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea. And in this mind, the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. The straight and narrow way is to see and acknowledge this fact, yield to this power, and follow the leadings of truth. Evil thoughts and aims reach no farther and do no more harm than one's belief permits. Evil thoughts, lust, and malicious purposes cannot go forth like wandering pollen from one human mind to another, finding unsuspected lodgment, if virtue and truth build a strong defense. When man is governed by God, the ever-present mind who understands all things, man knows that with God all things are possible. The only way to this living truth, which heals the sick, is found in the science of divine mind as taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus. Mind is the grand creator, and there can be no power except that which is derived from mind. If mind is first chronologically, is first potentially, and must be first eternally, then give to mind the glory, honor, dominion, and power everlastingly due its holy name. Inferior and unspiritual methods of healing may try to make mind and drugs coalesce, but the two will not mingle scientifically. Why should we wish to make them do so, since no good can come of it? If mind is foremost and superior, let us rely upon mind, which needs no cooperation from lower powers, even if these so-called powers are real. Man, governed by his Maker, having no other mind, planted on the evangelist's statement that all things were made by him, the Word of God, and without him was not anything made that was made, can triumph over sin, sickness, and death. As mortals give up the delusion that there is more than one mind, more than one God, man in God's likeness will appear. And this eternal man will include in that likeness no material element. As a material, theoretical life basis is found to be a misapprehension of existence, the spiritual and divine principle of man dawns upon human thought and leads it to where the young child was, even to the birth of a new old idea, to the spiritual sense of being and of what life includes. Having one God, one mind, unfolds the power that heals the sick and fulfills these sayings of Scripture, "I am the Lord that healeth thee," and "I have found a ransom." When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one spirit, God, one intelligent source, in accordance with the scriptural command, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Man and his Maker are correlated in divine science, and real consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let us now sing hymn number 157. Jesus' prayer for all his brethren, Father, that they may be one, echoes down through all the ages. Nor prayed he for these alone, but for all, that through all time God's will be done. Hymn number 157.
He is good and he is wise. guide us every footstep. We can trust Him and obey. God is faithful. We can trust Him even when our troubles rise.
We will never be forgotten. He is good and He
Let us now sing hymn number 269. Our God is love, unchanging love, and can we ask for more? Our prayer for love's increase is vain, 'twas infinite before. Ask not the Lord with breath of praise for more than we accept. The open front is free to all. God's promises are kept. Hymn number 269.
Thank you. I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Romans. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.